Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and here Masechus Ksubis, Daf Chav Hey. The second parak, Isha Shinis Armula. The Zichud Masechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, I found the Rabbanan in the basement just saying that even according to the one who says that nowadays Truma is only the Rabbanan, for he holds that Ezra only sanctified the land until the Churban, Chala is a Deraisa. For in the days of Yeshua, during the 7 years of conquest, and the 7 years they apportioned the land to the Shvatim, Nizchayvu b'chavu, Nizchayvu b'truma. They were chayv in the midst of chala, but not in the midst of a truma. But I said to them that it's the opposite. Even according to the one who holds that truma is deraisa, for he holds that Ezra sanctified the land forever, chala is only the rabban. For it was taught in a braisa, you must separate chala b'vo'achem al-arts upon your coming into the land. Since it states upon your coming, I might have thought the chiyuv begins when two or three meraglim enter the land. Therefore, the Torah states b'voachem upon your coming, which teaches b'vias kulchem amarti, v'lo b'vias miksasam. Upon the coming of all of you, I said you must separate challah, and not upon the coming of some of you. And when Ezra came up from Babel, not all the Jews came up. As a result, challah nowadays is only a derabbanan. Point number two is taught in a braisa, chazakah kohuna nesias kapayim v'chilak granos ve'edos. A chazakah that a man is a kohen can be established by testifying that he recited birkos kohanim or that he received truma during the distribution at the granaries and by edos, which Rashi explains means that edim testified that his father was a kohen and his mother was fit to marry a kohen. When the Gemara questions how can say that edos only establishes a chazakah when edos is absolute proof of kohuna, it concludes that the braisa means edos habama ko chazakah ko chazakah. Edus based on a presumptive status is like that of the presumptive status itself. This is like the case when a man came before Rabbi Ami and said, Muzchani bezeh shehu kohen. I presume that this man is a kohen. When Rabbi Ami asked him why he thought that, the man responded that he saw him get the first aliyah. When Rabbi Ami suggested that perhaps it was just a covet for being a great man, the man replied that he saw a Levi come after him and read second. Rabbi Ami elevated the man to the kuna to permit him to eat truma. And point number three, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia gave rulings in different cases. One elevated a son to the kohuna based on the word of his father, and one elevated a brother to the status of a Levi based on the word of his brother. The Gemara determines that Rebbe was the one who elevated a son based on the word of his father. From a braisa where Rebbe taught, if someone came and said, this is my son and he's a kohen, he's believed to the extent of letting him eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of yichus. He explained to Rebbe Chia, who disagreed, that he believes him regarding truma should be yadol hachil b'truma, since it's in the father's power to give him truma to eat. Rashi explains that the father's a kohen and the people give him truma, but it's not in the father's power to marry him off to a woman of yichus. The Gemara asks why Rebbe Chia rejected the edus of the father about the son, but accepted the edus of the brother about the brother, even though he's also a relative, and answers b'masich lifitumo. The case was where the brother was speaking casually, without awareness and intent to help his brother. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, I found the Rabbanan in the basement just saying that even according to the one who says that nowadays Truma is only the Rabbanan, for he holds that Ezra only sanctified the land until the Churban, Chala is a Deraisa. For in the days of Yeshua, during the 7 years of conquest and the 7 years they apportioned the land to the Shvatim, Nizchayvu b'chalav and Nizchayvu b'truma. They were chayv in the midst of chalav, but not in the midst of Truma. But I said to them that it's the opposite. Even according to the one who holds that Truma is Deraisa, for he holds that Ezra sanctified the land forever, Chala is only the Rabbanan. For it was taught in a braisa, you must separate chala b'vo'achem al-arts upon your coming into the land. Since it states upon your coming, I might have thought the chiyuv begins when two or three meraglim enter the land. Therefore, the Torah states b'vo'achem upon your coming, which teaches b'vias kulchem amarti, v'lo b'vias miksasam. Upon the coming of all of you, I said you must separate chala, and not upon the coming of some of you. And when Ezra came up from Babel, not all the Jews came up. As a result, chala nowadays is only a derabbanan. Point number two is taught in a braisa, chazakah kohuna nesias kapayim v'chilak granos ve'edos. A chazakah that a man is a kohen can be established by testifying that he recited birkos kohanim or that he received truma during the distribution at the granaries and by edos, which Rashi explains means that edim testified that his father was a kohen and his mother was fit to marry a kohen. When the Gemara questions how can say that edos only establishes a chazakah when edos is absolute proof of kohuna, it concludes that the braisa means edos habama ko chazakah ko chazakah. Edus based on a presumptive status is like that of the presumptive status itself. This is like the case when a man came before Rabbi Ami and said, Muzchani bezeh shehu kohen. I presume that this man is a kohen. When Rabbi Ami asked him why he thought that, the man responded that he saw him get the first aliyah. When Rabbi Ami suggested that perhaps it was just a covet for being a great man, the man replied that he saw a Levi come after him and read second. Rabbi Ami elevated the man to the kuna to permit him to eat truma. And pointing with Rebbe and Rebbe Chia gave rulings in different cases. One elevated a son to the kuna based on the word of his father, and one elevated a brother to the status of a Levi based on the word of his brother. The Gemara determines that Rebbe was the one who elevated a son based on the word of his father. From a brisa where Rebbe taught, if someone came and said, this is my son and he's a Kohen, he's believed to the extent of letting him eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of Yichus. He explained to Rebbe Chia, who disagreed, that he believes him regarding truma should be yado hachil b'truma, since it's in the father's power to give him truma to eat. Rashi explains that the father's a Kohen and the people give him truma, but it's not in the father's power to marry him off to a woman of Yichus. The Gemara asks why Rebbe Chia rejected the edus of the father about the son, but accepted the edus of the brother about the brother, even though he's also a relative, and answers b'masich l'fitumo. The case was where the brother was speaking casually, without awareness and intent to help his brother. All right, so now we go to our Simen Daf Chaf Hei, and our standard Simen is a silver wedding anniversary, which takes place after 25 years. So silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for hafrashas challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabanan, he fled to shul and got the first aliyah as Cohen, followed by a Levi, where his father was present and said, this is my son, and he is a Cohen. Once again, in slow motion. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift, silver anniversary, that must be more daf chaf hei. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for a parshas challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabanan, which reminds us that challah nowadays is a derabanan, for the pasuk states, you must separate challah bevoachem al haaretz, upon your coming into the land. Bevoachem, upon your coming, teaches, bevias kulchem amarti v'lo bevias miksasam, upon the coming of all of you, I said, you must separate challah, and not upon the coming of some of you. And when Ezra came up from Babel, not all the Jews came up. As a result, challah nowadays is only at the Rabbanan. So, when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for hafrashas challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is at the Rabbanan, he fled to shul and got the first aliyah as Cohen, followed by a Levi, which reminds us. The Gemara teaches, Edus haba mekor chazaka ko chazaka. Edus based on a presumptive status is like that of a presumptive status itself. This is like the case when a man came before Rabbi Ami and said, Muskani bezesh hu Kohen. I presume that this man is a Kohen. When Rabbi Ami asked why he thought that, the man responded that he saw him get the first aliyah. When Rabbi Ami suggested perhaps it was just a covet for being a great man, the man replied that he saw a Levi come after him and read second. Rabbi Ami elevated the man to the kuna to permit him to eat truma. So when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for hafrashas challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabanan, he fled to shul and got the first aliyah as Cohen, followed by a Levi, where his father was present and said, this is my son, and he is a Cohen, which reminds us, Rebbe elevated a son to the kuna based on the word of his father, for he taught, Harei shebava amar b'ni zeh b'kohenu, if someone came and said, this is my son, and he's a Kohen, he's believed to the extent of letting him eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of Yichus. He explained to Rabbi Chia, who disagreed, that he believes him regarding truma, since it's in the father's power to give him truma to eat. Rabbi Chia rejected the testimony of the father about the son, but accepted the edus of a brother about the brother that he's a Levi, even though he's also a relative, because he was Masiach of Hituma, speaking casually, without awareness and intent to help his brother. So once again, when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for hafrashas challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabanan, he fled to shul and got the first aliyah as Cohen, followed by a Levi, where his father was present and said, this is my son, and he is a Cohen. All right, so now it's time for four blabah chazara. Daf chafav, so the simmer daf chafav is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. When the surviving witness drove his ka, that must be more daf. Chav Aleph. When the surviving witness drove his ka and tossed the clay shard with his signature on it towards Beis Din, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Shnama Chosumi Ma Ashtar Umeis Echomehem. If two people sign on a shtar and one of them died, we need two people from the shuk to testify about his signature, and the surviving witness cannot be one of them. If there's only one aide who recognizes the signature of the deceased, Abai said, Lichtov Chasimas Yadeh al Chaspa, let the surviving aide write his signature on a shard and throw it into Basin, and Basin will verify his signature on the shard so that he will not have to testify about his own signature. then he and the other person from the shuk can testify about the other signature on the shtar, for he will be providing only one half of the testimony needed. The Gemara clarifies that he should not write his signature on a scroll, for perhaps a dishonest person will find it and write on it, above the signature, that the person owes him an amount of money. So when the surviving witness drove his ka and tossed the clay shard with the signature on it towards base, then it flew right between an eid and a dayan, who cannot be mitzarv, which reminds us, an eid and a dayan cannot be mitzarv, since the eid, according to the chachamim, is testifying about the amount of money in the shtar, and the dayan is testifying about its certification. So when the surviving witness drove his ka and tossed the clay shard with the signature on it towards base, then it flew right between an eid and a dayan, who cannot be mitzarv, and landed in front of two dayanim who were testifying before a third dayan, that they recognized his signatures on a shtar, which reminds us, the Gemara revises one of Rav Huna's rulings to teach that if two of the three dayanim recognize the signatures on a shtar before they write the certification, mi'idim b'fanav v'chosam, they may testify before the remaining dayan about the signatures and then sign the certification afterwards. The Gemara infers from here, eid nasa dayan, that a witness may become a judge in the case where he testified. This does not apply with eid as a chodesh, which is a deraisa, but does apply with kiyum ha-shtar, the rabban, certification of shtaros, which is a derabban. Dav chav beis, so the simur dav chav beis is a cab. So here goes. The father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab. A cab? That must mean we're in Daf Chabez. The father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, which reminds us, the pasuk of Esbiti Nasati L'ish Hazeh is needed for what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Manayin L'av Shneman L'asur Esbitom in the Torah, from where in the Torah is it derived that a father is believed to forbid his daughter to all men by declaring that she's a married woman, the pasuk states, Esbiti Nasati L'ish, my daughter have given to this man as a wife. So the father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, and was proud when she told the cab driver she was already mekudeshes when she wasn't, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. If a woman said, I'm married, and then went back and said, I'm unmarried, she's believed that she is unmarried, even though her second statement contradicts her first one. Rabba Rav Huna said the brisa is discussing a case where she gave an amatla, a reasonable explanation for her first words. An incident is related in a brisa with a prominent woman who was very beautiful, and many men jumped to try to be mekadesher, and she would say to them, I'm mekadeshes. Later she became mekadeshes, and when the rabban asked her how she could become mekadeshes to a different man, she explained that she would say she was mekadeshes to men who were not appropriate for her, so they wouldn't bother her. So the father was taking his young choshev and beautiful daughter in a cab to give to a certain man as a wife, and was proud when she told the cab driver she was already mekadeshes when she wasn't. Got frustrated when the cab got stuck between two eidim contradicting each other about whether a woman's husband died and another two about whether a woman was divorced, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that if two eidim said that a man died and two other eidim said he did not die, his wife may not marry another man, but if she did, she doesn't have to leave him. But if two witnesses say a woman is divorced and another two women say that she's not divorced, she may not marry another man, and if she did, she must leave him. The Gemara explains why Rabbi Yochanan allows her to stay married when the issue is her husband's death, yet requires her to leave when the issue is divorce, and brings three explanations. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the simur Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The courtyard Kugelach competition. Kugelach. That must be more in Daf Chaf Gimel. The courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbor's Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, which reminds us, the Rav Ashi explained the difference between the two cases of two sets of eidim with contradictory eidas, whether a woman was mekudeshes or a woman was divorced, is when the witnesses say, Re'inuha sheniskadsha, we saw her become mekudeshes, and the second set they did not. The cases where the woman and witnesses live in the same chatzar, one might have thought that if she was mekudeshes, kala esli lamilsa, that there would have been a kol amongst the neighbors and it would be known. The Brice is coming to teach the amte inchi to mekadeshi betzina, that people sometimes mekadesh privately and it's not known. Therefore, she must leave the second husband. But in the second case regarding divorce, one might have thought that if the woman was divorced, kala esli lamilsa, it is something that would be publicized and well known to the neighbors. Therefore, the Brice is coming to teach that people do divorce privately, and if she marries, she does not have to leave the second husband. So the courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, which reminds us of the incident when Shmuel's daughters were taken captive. So the courtyard Kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, who upon their return testified that the other one was Tahor and not violated. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if two women were captured by Nachrim, and Rashi explains that there were Eidim, And each one said, Nishbesi itohorani, I was captured and I'm pure, they're not believed. Ubizman shimi ito zozo, hari eon ne'amanos. But if they testify for one another, they are believed. Rashi explains that the Rabbanim were lenient for a captive woman to believe one witness, and even a woman, that the captive was not violated. Daf Chaf Dalet. So the Simra Chaf Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The two Kohanim holding pitchers. Pitchers? That must be more on Daf Chaf Dalet. The two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I am a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace of two men say about each other, Ani Kohen b'chaviri Kohen, Neman l'achil b'truma. I am a Kohen, my friend is a Kohen. Each is believed to enable the other to eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of good yichus, unless there are three men, two of whom would testify about this one, and two of whom would testify about that one. Rashi explains that it's a malahi b'yuchsin, a higher standard that the Rabbanan set for Kohanim, requiring two witnesses. Rav Yehuda says he's not believed even to let the other one eat truma, unless there are three men, two of whom who testify about this one, and two of whom who testify about that one. The Gemara assumes that the Machlokas is whether we are Choshesh L'Gomlin, whether we suspect collusion between them, and the Kohanim hold we're not suspect, and Rebut holds we are suspect. So the two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, decide to give them as gifts to two Kohanim, who were elevated to Yochsin based on eating Truma and what was written in the Shtar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternative explanation for the Malchokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda saying, they disagree whether we elevate a Kohen who eats Truma to the status of one who has good Kohanic Yichus. And the Gemara asks, what's the halacha regarding elevating someone who's called a Kohen in a document to good Kohanic Yichus? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda disagreed. One said we do elevate, and the other said we do not. So, the two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen and my friend is a Kohen, decide to give them as gifts to two Kohanim who were elevated to Yochsin based on eating Truma and what was written in a Shtar. While one family of Kohanim from Galus with widely known problematic Yichus sadly looked on. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avina disagree whether we elevate a Kohen based on his doing the Nesiyas Kapayim, Birkas Kohanim. Rav brought a brisa with Hatir Shasa, who's Nehemiah, who forbade Kohanim with questionable Yichus who returned from Babel to eat from Kadshim, but did permit them to eat Truma based on the Chazaka that they ate in Truma while in Galus. Rav inferred that these Kohanim could also continue doing Birkas Kohanim based on the Chazaka they had done so in Galus, and said that if one who did Nesiyas Kapayim was elevated to good Yichus, what was accomplished by prohibiting them from eating Kadshim? The Gemara refutes this proof, saying, Shani Chaka Derei Chazkayo. This situation was different because their status was widely known to be problematic. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that when two captive women testify that the other one is Tahor, they're believed? And this is a cool the Rabban made for captives. This is on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn the Chala nowadays is the Rabban? And it was based on the Pasuk, Bevoachem al Aretz. That's on Daf Chav Hey. Good. Number 3. Which of the one, according to one shot, that the Malchus bin Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim in the case of one testifying that he and his friend are Kohanim is whether we are Choshesh L'Gomlin, that's on Dav Chav Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which of the one, the Rebbe held a father is believed when he says his son is a Kohen because it's in his hands to feed him Truma, that's on Dav Chav Hey. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that a woman can say she's Mekudeshes when she's not, in order that certain men don't bother her? That's on Duff. Chav Beis. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have the question whether we are Mali Matrumal Yochsin and also from Shtaros to Yochsin? That's on Duff. Chav Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which of the women that Eidus Habam Kochazaka, such as in the case of someone who sees a Kohen get the first Aliyah followed by a Levi? That's on Duff. Chav Hey. Good. Number 8. Which of the women that a father can forbid his daughter to all men when he says, as biti nasati l'isha zeh, that's on Daf. Chav Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the women that an aid and a dying cannot be mitzvah, since the aid is testifying about the amount in the star, and the dying is testifying about its certification, that's on Daf. Chav Av. Good. Number 10. Which daf did we learn that an aid can use notes to help him recall his testimony, that's on Daf. Chav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.